sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Wow. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
You really wrote that?
Uh-huh.
Say goodbye, elves. I'm off to Tulsa.
Oh, I can't believe you're not going to be here for Christmas.
You're really not coming back?
Yeah, we have all this paperwork that needs to be filed by the end of the year. If I don't get it done, I'll be fired.
It's so unfair. You don't even like your job.
So, who does?
Oh, I like my job.
I can't wait to
go back to work.
I can't get enough dinosaurs.
I'm sorry. I won't be here.
It's hard enough not seeing you during the week, but for Christmas, this is what you have to do, I understand.
Thanks. I'll see you New Year's Day.
You're not going to be here New Year's Eve?
Did I not mention that?
No.
And you all a good night.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke, your love lost the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, week, or month, even your year. But I'll be there for you.
Everybody, I know that it is Christmas Eve and you'd rather be with your families, but there is no call for writing Screw You, Mr. Bing on the back of my chair. By the way, you can all call me Chandler.
Hey,
where you been?
Well, I was checking out that insurance company's Christmas party. I'm free. It was really beautiful. They have all these decorations and this huge tree, and I just thought, to hell with them, we have to work. So I stole their ham.
You hear that? You may not be with your families, but at least it's going to smell like ham in here.
My kid's going to play right now.
You know what? I know what will cheer you guys up. Had a little talk with the boys in New York. Told them about all the hard work you've been doing and that a little Christmas bonus may be in order.
A donation has been made in your name to the New York City Ballet.
Well, that's like money in your pocket. All right, look, you want me to say it? This sucks. Being here sucks. This work sucks.
Now it feels like Christmas.
I'm sorry. Hey, at least you guys get to go home and be with your families tonight. I have to go back to an empty hotel room and lay down on a very questionable bedspread. And then tomorrow morning, you get to have Christmas morning in your own houses, which, by the way, none of you have invited me to.
You can come to my house.
No thanks.
That's a nice pep talk.
Oh, thanks. I'm actually thinking about becoming a motivational speaker.
So, if you were at home right now, what would you be doing?
Typical Christmassy stuff, you know. Our holidays are pretty traditional.
So here's a very special holiday song that I wrote for some very important people to me.
Went to the store, sat on Santa's lap, asked him to bring my friends all kinds of crap. Said all you need is to write them a song. Now you haven't heard it yet, so don't try to sing along. No, don't sing along. Monica, Monica, have a happy Hanukkah. So Santa Claus, he said hello to Ross. And please tell Joey, Christmas will be snowing. And Rachel and Chandler, how the moon glitter and glow.
Steve, you look in the kitchen. I will look in the back closet.
Okay. I can save you time, ladies. I'm right here.
Yeah. Chandler, why don't you take a walk? This doesn't concern you. We are looking for our Christmas presents for Monica.
What? That's terrible.
No, no. We do it every year.
Oh, well, that makes it not terrible.
No, yeah, we never find them. She's always bested us, that wily minx. Yeah, don't worry, we're just going to search here for an hour, and then we're going to go over to Joey's and search, okay?
No, not okay. You can't look for Monica's presents.
Oh, no, we have to.
No, you don't have to, and you can't, because I live here, too.
Well, then you should look with us.
Why?
Chandler, aren't you worried about what to get Monica for Christmas?
No, I have a great idea for a present for her.
Oh, that's it? A great idea, I guess. Chandler, that's not enough. I mean, what if she gets you a great present, two medium presents, and then a bunch of little presents, and you've just gotten her one great present? I mean, that's just going to make her feel bad. Why would you do that to her, Chandler? Why? Why?
If I helped, we could find him faster.
That's right. Do you really think I'd hide presents under the couch? P.S. Chandler, I knew they'd break you.
Rach, these are for you.
Wiper blades. I don't even have a car.
No, but with this new car smell, you'll think you do. Okay, Phoebes, your turn.
You were doing while I was getting gas?
Uh-huh.
You guys.
Hey, and for Ross, Mr. Sweet Tooth.
You got me a cola drink?
And a lemon lime.
Well, this is too much. I feel like I should get you another sweater.
And last but not least,
they're ribbed for your pleasure.
Hey, Ben! What if the holiday armadillo told you all about the Festival of Lights?
Cool!
Come on, Ben.
Years and years ago, there were these people called the Maccabees.
Oh, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
What are you doing here, Santa?
Well, I'm here to see my old buddy Ben. What are you doing here, weird turtle man?
I'm the holiday armadillo, your part Jewish friend. You sent me here to give Ben some presents, remember?
What?
Okay, Ben, why don't you come open some more presents, and Santa, the armadillo, and I will have a little talk in the kitchen. There's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
What are you doing? You called everyone and said you were having trouble finding a Santa costume, so I borrowed one from a guy at work.
Thank you, but you've got to leave.
Why?
Because I'm finally getting him excited about Hanukkah, and you're wrecking it.
But I didn't get to shake my belly like a bowl full of jelly.
I'm sorry, Chandler, but this is really important to me.
Okay, fine. I'll give the suit back.
Hey, you think you can keep it another night?
Santa? Really?
Yeah, is that okay?
Did your dad ever dress up like Santa?
No.
Then it's okay!
You know what, everybody? Go home. You should be with your families. It's bad enough that we're working New Year's Eve. Did I not tell anyone about New Year's Eve? All right, look, go. Go home, okay? Merry Christmas.
Let's go.
Merry Christmas. Peace on earth.
Good. Godspeed, good people.
You're not gonna go?
Nah. I couldn't leave you alone.
Ah, thanks.
Besides, I can't leave until that Christmas party downstairs clears out. There are some pissed off insurance people looking for that ham.
Chandler Bing.
Hi, honey. We're all here. We just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Blark.
No, Merry Christmas. I miss you guys.
Was it horrible? Is everybody working really hard?
Well, no. It's just me and Wendy.
Wendy? That sounds like a girl's name.
It is. Did I not tell you about her?
Mm-hmm. About the time you told me about New Year's Eve. Where's everybody else?
I sent them home.
Oh, you are such a good boss. Is she pretty?
Answer faster, answer faster.
I don't know.
Answer better, answer better.
I don't think of her that way, you know. I mean, she's a colleague.
What does she do there?
Oh, she's regional vice president. She's just below me.
She did what?
Below me.
Oh, wait, is Wendy the runner-up Miss Oklahoma?
What?
Well, she didn't win.
All right, well, maybe I should let you and the second prettiest girl in Oklahoma get back to work.
Well, second prettiest that year. I mean, of all the girls in Oklahoma, she's probably...
Oh, Chandler, stop talking.
Honey, there's really nothing to worry about.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys. The wife says hi.
Ah, fun conversation.
Oh, well, she's just got this weird idea that, you know, just because you and I are alone, something's going to happen.
Huh? Really? That be so terrible?
This is probably the wrong thing to be worrying about, but you're getting ham on my only tie. Back off, Missy.
Missy?
I don't know. I'm not used to girls making passes at me. Wait a minute. Am I sexy in Oklahoma?
You are to me.
No. 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 Look, I'm married.
So, I'm married.
I'm happily married.
Oh. What's that like?
Right, so, I'm sorry, but...
Seriously? Happily married. So that phone call before, that was happy?
Well, look, it's not easy to spend this much time apart. You know, she's entitled to be a little paranoid. Or, in this case, right on money. Look, you know, she's amazing and beautiful and smart. And if she were here right now, she'd kick your ass. Look, you're a really nice person. Ham stealing and adultery aside. But what I have with my wife is pretty great. So nothing's ever going to happen between us.
Okay, let me ask you something. If what you and your wife have is so great, then why are you spending Christmas with me?
You were the most beautiful woman in the room tonight.
Really?
Are you kidding? You're the most beautiful woman in most rooms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on? You and I just made out. You and I are making out?
Well, not anymore.
But we don't do that.
I know. I just thought it would be fun.
How drunk are you?
Drunk enough that I know I want to do this. Not so drunk that you should feel guilty about taking advantage.
That's a perfect amount.
You know what's weird?
What?
This doesn't feel weird.
I know.
You're a really good kisser.
Well, I have kissed over four women.
You want to get out of the covers?
Mm-hmm. Wow, you are really fast.
It bodes well for me that speed impresses you.
We're going to see each other naked.
Yep.
You want to do it at the same time?
Count of three.
One.
Two, three. Well, I think it's safe to say that our friendship is effectively ruined.
Eh, we weren't that close anyway.
Yeah.
So, are you really going to go out with that nurse man?
Well, you and I are just goofing around. I thought, why not just goof around with him?
You know, I don't know if you've ever looked up the term goofing around in the dictionary. Well, I have. And the technical definition is two friends who care a lot about each other and have amazing sex and just want to spend more time together. You know, but if you have this newfangled dictionary that gets you mad at me, then we have to, you know, get you my original dictionary. I am so bad at this.
I think you're better than you think you are.
Really? Okay. So, it...
Know when to stop.
You know, I sense that I should stop. So we're okay?
Yeah. Don't do the dance.
Right.
I get something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
Okay. Here's something blue and new.
You're so efficient. I love you.
Let's go.
No, wait. We need something old.
Okay. I have a condom in my wallet that I've had since I was 12.
That'll work.
I don't think so.
Okay. Now we just need something borrowed.
Here, just take this.
Dancing.
We'll bring it back. Just put it under your dress.
Aww.
Okay, one thing at a time.
Listen, I've been thinking, and it's not fair for me to ask you to spend all of your money on our wedding. I mean, you work really hard for that.
Yeah.
Well, you work for that.
Look, I thought about it, too. And I'm sorry. I think we should spend all of the money on the wedding.
You do?
Yeah, I'm putting my foot down. Yeah, look, when I proposed, I told you that I would do anything to make you happy. And if having the perfect wedding makes you happy, then that's what we're going to do.
You're so sweet. Mm. Oh, but wait. What about the future and stuff?
Yeah, forget about the future and stuff. So we only have two kids, you know. We'll pick our favorite, and that one we'll get to go to college.
Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
How many kids were we going to have?
Four. A boy, twin girls, and another boy.
What else did you think about?
Well, stuff like where we'd live, you know, like a small place outside the city where our kids could learn to ride their bikes and stuff. And, you know, we could have a cat that had a bell on its collar, and we could hear it every time it ran through the little kitty door. Of course, we'd have an apartment over the garage where Joey could grow old.
You know what? I don't want a big fancy wedding.
Sure you do.
No. I want everything that you just said. I want a marriage.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
I love you so much.
I love you.
Oh,
not going to return it?
Well, not the second. Hey, look, you guys, it's snowing.
Oh, wow, it's so beautiful.
Wow, it really is. Oh.
Wendy's a fat girl name.
Aren't we done with that?
Okay, fine. Let's talk about snow. Do you think it's snowing in Tulsa where my husband's having sex on a copying machine?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey. Look at that. It's a Christmas miracle.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to be with you. I missed you so much.
Hey, who'd you miss the most?
Monica.
Gotcha.
I never want to leave you again.
But I thought if you left, you'd get fired.
Turns out they can't fire me. Because I quit.
What?
What? You really quit your job?
Yeah, it was a stupid job, and I could not stand leaving you. And why should I be the only one who doesn't get to do what he really wants to do?
Well, what do you really want to do?
I have not thought this through.
Oh, my God.
I know. I should have talked to you first about it.
No, I think that this is what you want to do. I think it's great.
Thanks.
Chandler, your being here is the best Christmas present I could have ever imagined. Now give me my real gift.
Yeah. Here, pass those around.
A donation has been made in your name to the New York City Ballet. How did you know?
Are you kidding? I can't return this.
I thought it was time we started thinking about other people. Besides, this gift still says I love you guys.
Mine says to Lillian Myers.
I don't have a job.
Your guest stars on an all-new Will and Grace tonight at 9, 8 Central on NBC.
Actuary? No. Bookkeeper? No. Topless dancer? Hey, you know what I just realized? You are the sole wage earner. You are the head of the household. I don't do anything. I'm a kept man.
You are. Hey, here's $20. Why don't you go buy yourself something pretty while I'm at work tomorrow?
Chimney, cook off, funny. Chimney, cook off, funny.